Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, over the past number of weeks, one of the probably the most common question I've had from people is, what's going to happen to taxes? Are my taxes going up? You know, we got to pay for this debt somehow. What happens to my taxes? How is this going to impact me? Now, I think it's important to say that there have been no new taxes announced at this particular point.
In fact, Morneau said we're not worried about raising taxes at this point in time.
That's right. But we know that we are adding to the debt quite substantially.
Correct.
Okay. And the question is a valid one.
Correct.
Okay. So let's talk about that.
So can I just jump in here? First of all, we've had all this quote-unquote stimulus. I don't call it stimulus myself, but that's the word they're using to help individuals, businesses, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. It's not over. Dave, this is not over. There's going to be more money coming out.
Yeah.
There's no way you can just do what you've done so far from the government perspective, federal, provincial, local, whatever it may be, and say, okay, we're good.
Right.
There are people going to lose their jobs. Businesses are going to be shut down, irregardless of all this quote-unquote stimulus coming out.
Yeah.
So there's more money going to be made.
Right.
There's more money going to be printed and pushed into the economy. And now we've got a problem. Now our problem is there's going to be a huge debt. $1 trillion is the number that's being floated around here in Canada. How do we pay for it? How do we pay for it? And there are two to three ways. Maybe you can think of some more.
Sure.
One, you got to cut expenses. You got your revenue coming in, so you got to cut expenses.
Okay.
Number two, you got to raise revenue.
Right.
And you can raise revenue in two formats, raise taxes or increase the economy, and mm-hmm. you get more tax revenue from that. Mm-hmm. Or number three, sell some assets.
Mm-hmm.
Those are three things I can think of. Maybe you've got some other ideas.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how they're going to pay for this. We don't know when they're going to pay for this. What I think with $1 trillion of debt, my unborn grandchildren are going to be facing this kind of issue.
Yeah, it's a multi-generational problem.
Absolutely.
Right. There could be a devaluation of currency and pay with deflated.
But there's a theme.
Oh, yeah, there's a theme.
There's a theme prior to this COVID crisis from the last election, and two parties in general came on board with their platform and said, we're going to tax people who have money.
Right.
Either you have assets.
Yeah, that's been the theme for a while.
Or right? you have income.
That's right.
We're coming after you.
Both of them. Yeah.
One thing that was put on the table in the election was increasing capital gains tax for individuals. Why? Because they already know that only 10% of Canadians actually claim a capital gain.
Right.
So you're hitting those people only, which generally, according to the government, are wealthy individuals.
Right.
So that's number one. There are mechanisms in place right now. They're trying to tweak that. They're going after businesses. They've increased the amount of money that the CRA can use to investigate individuals and businesses. They're coming. They're coming. So now what do we do?
Right.
Even though we don't have any change in policy yet, there are planning strategies that you and I are working on with our clients right now.
Yeah. That only become more important, right, given what you've just said. This is not stuff as a result of COVID and the crisis.
Yeah,
it enhances the importance of it. Right.
Absolutely.
But it enhances the importance of it. And so anybody in that group that has high income or assets better start thinking about how they're going to hold on to that.
Who else do they go after?
No, they don't. They can't. There's nobody.
Right.
That's it. There's one group. It's the baby boom generation.
And within that baby boom generation are the ones who have accumulated enough assets.
Right.
Where they're making a lot of income or income right. from those assets.
Right.
And now they're going to come after you.
Right.
So there are a couple of ideas that I think we should talk about.
Okay.
Again, anything that we're discussing now needs to be given through tax advice and tax information has to be reviewed by an independent tax advisor because I don't want you thinking this is as recommendation.
Yeah.
But these are the things that you and I, well, mainly me because I have no life, talk about this stuff all the time with you. Because I think it's going to be important. If we can save money in people's pockets, that's less stress they need in their portfolios right. to reach their goals.
Right.
Higher probability of success.
Right.
Okay. Number one, quietly, the government talked about a change coming up in the third quarter of this year that they're changing what's called the interest rate that's owed on a prescribed rate loan. First, let's talk about what a prescribed rate loan is, Dave.
Okay. So if you have, if you're a couple, as an example, and the assets that have been accumulated over your lifetime predominantly have been acquired in the name of the person who has generated the most earnings and savings.
Yep.
Okay. You may have a very inefficient tax situation in the respect that the savings that you have that is generating dividends or interest or capital gains, all being taxed at the hand of one person.
Yes.
Right? That high income earning person.
Correct.
Okay. Or in the event that you're both retired, in just one person's hands. The way that you can shift that burden or some of it to the other spouse is by way of a loan. You loan those assets to your spouse or your partner. Now, that spouse or partner then has to pay an interest rate on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that interest rate is defined by the government, okay, by the CRA.
Hence prescribed.
Prescribed. That's right. Now, about a year ago, we had a very long stretch of low interest rates where the prescribed rate was at its minimum amount of 1%. So I loan $1 million to my partner, right? That partner has to pay me 1% of that $1 million, $10,000 a year in interest income, which I have to claim.
On my income tax?
Yeah. And anything that accrues to that $1 million gets taxed in their hands, okay? That's been around forever. This is not in the gray.
It's not new.
It's not new. It's not COVID related. Okay.
Yeah, correct.
The interest rate doubled. It went up to 2% as interest rates went up.
Yep.
It is now coming back down in the third quarter to 1%.
That's a $10,000 savings in interest income that you'll have to claim on your income tax. I'll tell you what's going to happen. There are a lot of people who do not even take up this opportunity.
Right.
And there's going to be a lot of people who don't even know about the interest rate change and they can do something different about it.
Correct. So there's two the people that are affected there are you have to be in that situation, right? One assets in one person's name shifting. Okay, that's the proper legal way to do it. There'll be people that have it in place already at the 1%. That's for life. Nothing to do.
For life. Amazing.
For life. Forever. No matter how high interest rates go. There are some people that put prescribed rate loans in place at the 2%. You know, in the
or higher in the past. Yeah.
Or higher in the past. You can look at refinance. Pay that loan back. Refinance it at 1%. Bring that cost down.
Correct.
There are people that don't even know about it. They're in the problem, can take advantage of it now.
We only have a couple minutes, so we'll finish this one piece up. I know we have a lot more
okay.
tax ideas,
yeah.
but let me just finish this one piece up, Dave. There is, in my view, an increase in tuition costs happening.
Okay.
Okay. These are boomers or parents whose children are going to post-secondary education, and there is some sort of funding happening from the parents. And what they do is they earn their income, they pay their tax, they invest that money, they pay their tax, and they give that money to their children. This prescribed rate loan is another way that you can earn income in the child's hands while they go to post-secondary, and you can eliminate the tax man completely out of the system based on this strategy. And that means more money to going to post-secondary education that is at a higher cost in the future because tuition's going up.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that any government saying tuition's going down and we're going to enforce that. It's going up.
Right.
So how do you cover these costs? This prescribed rate loan's another way. Caring for an aging parent, prescribed rate loan.
Right.
Now, there's so many uses of this program. You need to sit down with your financial team, your tax team, and get this sorted out. There's a huge opportunity to save on taxes that's been around for years.
Right. This is not
decades.
New. Yeah.
So let's utilize this. This is something that was quietly done while this whole COVID crisis is. Our job is to bring that information out to all of you. If you want more information, you can come to us and we'll share that with you. One of our articles that we put together, our website is morethanmoneyradio.com. Just contact us, say you want that article. I'll get that information out to you.
What if you have money left at the end of the day, right? You're one of those families who have acquired wealth. Now you've done your prescribed rate loan or whatever you got to do to make sure it's tax efficient in your lifetime. What about upon death?
Yeah. Well, welcome to another tax problem.
Right. Another tax problem. And it's a serious tax problem that could get worse. Not saying anything's been announced, but it could get worse in that particular case. There are strategies relevant, advanced tax planning strategy relevant to doing that, to the transition of wealth, to kids, grandkids, other beneficiaries.
And this is why the total wealth strategy that we take on is very important to individuals as they transition to and live in retirement. It's not just a stocks and bonds conversation.
Nope.
It is tax. It is health. It's passing on assets to your loved ones when you've passed away. There's a whole bunch of problems, concerns, and issues and risks. And we're going to talk about that on Tuesday, May 19th, 7 p.m. live online webinar.
Mm-hmm.
You need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
And not only will we educate you about that process and those issues, Faisal, my favorite part of the webinar or what was a seminar is it's the Q&A at the end, right? We open it up and everything is fair game. Any question you have is fair game. And I find that very interesting in terms of the types of questions we get. Okay, on that note, we hope to speak to you soon and see you soon. But I want to thank you for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. We look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.